Very, very, very quick turnaround here, Carlos, with the 12:05 start. Did you sleep here last night?
No, I did not. I thought about it. I had the couch ready to go, but decided to go home. Quick turnaround. Better than 11:30. I think it was originally scheduled, this game. We got an extra 30 minutes, but we're ready to go and ready to win a series here.
With Griffin Canning, who starts today, of course, the guys want to be here all night watching their team. Did you send him home early at all last night, or is this not that bad for a starting pitcher to wake up and get going here?
No. He was here for maybe the first couple of innings, and then he left. He asked me, this is something that we normally do here with our starting pitcher, especially when we have this type of quick turnaround. So he went home earlier.
He's starting today. We know that the starters have only given you so much length at this point of the year, and the bullpen has been taxed. What is the challenge of playing so many close games? You're in every single night.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to complain, but there's obviously a balance and some tough decisions here where every game we're in it, whether we're ahead, whether we're trailing, we're chasing, but the game's within striking distance, again, trusting a lot of the guys back there. Guys will get opportunities to get huge outs, whether it's the 6th, the 8th, and the 9th. Trying to stay away from guys when we need to, trying to give them proper rest. That's where we at.
So with Canning getting to start today watching bats for the last 2 days, how much has that helped his plan for today? And what are some of the things that you've seen from the Cubs hitters that you may want to impart on Griffin as a game plan?
Yeah, so we knew they're a good hitting team, but they're good because they're really aggressive early in the count. They chase a lot, but if you don't execute early, and we're trying to get ahead, if you don't execute, they're going to make you pay. We saw it last night with Tyler McGill, how aggressive they were, and they found holes. And that's the challenge. You got a 3-0 like it's 3-2. Throw your best pitch there to try to get ahead and then continue to stay on the attack and make them chase. So that's the game that we're playing here. That's their approach, how we're going to make some adjustments. Those guys are ready.
Facing lefty Matthew Boyd today, so once again, tough league. Brett Beatty, 2 home runs, not in there today. What was up with that choice?
I think it's not so much about Brett. I think it's more the rotation that we got here, trying to keep everybody sharp. It's always great to see a guy like Brett Beatty having success lately, and he will continue to get opportunities. But I thought today against the lefty, it was best for our righties to be in there.
You mentioned that the traffic. There's been so many base runners, and some nights you get the big hit, some nights you don't, and sometimes it adds up with the runners in scoring position number being what it is. It's such a small sample size, though. I mean, what do you analyze when you actually look at those situations?
I'm just going to continue to take my chances. I take that anytime. We're creating traffic, we're putting guys out there more times than not. Will come through. We got really good hitters. I know it seems like, especially the past 2 weeks, we had so much traffic and, we left some runners out there, but it's part of the 162, You got to give pitchers credit. You got to give other teams credit, they execute. But I feel like, again, creating traffic is going to be important. And if we continue to do that, we're going to be in a good spot.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.